show.
Just a bunch of white trash.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Simon.
Do you sing?
No.
Do you play an instrument?
Guitar very badly.
Do you read music?
No.
Do you produce albums?
No.
So what actually do you do?
Guess what's going to be popular.
You guess what's going to be popular?
Literally that.
Do you feel at all like a fraud at times?
Well, no, because I think 99% of the people who watch the show are in the same position as me. They know when somebody's good or not. And for me, it's been a help not knowing too much so I can rely on my instincts.
He's great.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, Buzz, but he is.
I know.
Told you, Simon Cowell kicks a little ass.
I love YouTube.
Time out, everybody. Talk to the great Peter Noon.
Just I actually went back. The juice they give you. The Don and Mike Show.
I went back on YouTube and watched that whole interview with Simon, and he was fantastic.
Yeah. Joining us now is the guy who's going to be on American Idol tonight. It's the British Invasion night, and they got Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits, who's going to be coaching all the people, including, you know, the little brown boy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're going to be working with the entire catalog of the British British
Invasion, right? British Invasion, right?
And here he is now, the great Peter Noon. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Great to have you on the show. I have seen Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits. I'm a bit of an oldies freak, so whenever there is one of those traveling caravan shows where it's like Dennis Yost and the Classics Four, Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits, the Grassroots, Hamilton, Joe Frank and Reynolds, I go to all those shows.
Right.
Seen you a million times. Love the songs. How did you get the gig on American Idol this week?
They were doing the British Invasion, so they, I don't know who else they could get. If they're doing the British Invasion, I'm the only one who's still lucid, aren't I?
You're the only one who's still lucid. You know, I grew up, and I remember, everybody remembers that, you know, and you get asked all the time, I'm Henry VIII, I am, and I don't know whether you can tip the hand as to whether anybody is going to be attempting that classic tonight. Is anybody going to be singing that?
Will anybody do any of your songs?
I'm not supposed to tell you what they're choosing, but nobody did choose that one. That would be a very, very bad choice, but it would be an unforgettable choice.
That's for sure.
I bet you somebody chooses, there's a kind of a hush all over the world tonight.
That's a classic right there.
I took that one out of the thing because I'm going to sing it tomorrow night.
Oh, you're going to sing it tomorrow night.
Everybody wanted that one, but they said, sorry, Peter Noon has chosen that
one. When you get selected to help the contestants on American Idol, how much of a time commitment is it? How much time do you, I mean, do you go in for a day? Do you go in for a few hours? How long does it take
I make commitments in my life, so I committed. I went for about 7 or 8 hours on Sunday. I'm going in for 3 or 4 hours today and 4 or 5 hours tomorrow. So, you know, this is next big star in America. You want to help them as much as possible. You know, I've been very gentle. I got the 5 boys that are left, or 5 men. Mm-hmm. And Lulu, who's also lucid and from Britain, she's got the 6 girls.
Oh, interesting. I like that.
So I've been coaching the guys. I just think they're all great singers. They're all better than anybody in the charts already.
Here's a question for you. Peter, we watched the show. We loved the show. Wondering about song selection. Because they'll have the snippets tonight where you're sitting in a studio or at a piano with each of these contestants. Did you have any input at all to say to them, these are songs that were out 40 years ago,
right?
This would be a good one for you, this would be a good one for you, or do they just choose from listening to an MP3?
Well, the good thing is I think that they all chose the songs themselves. Maybe they went to a British Invasion website and looked at all the songs and then choose the ones that they know. But they've all chosen really great songs, you know, and I think part of the thing is to be able to choose good songs. I think that's one of the things that is a requirement in show business.
Absolutely.
To choose songs. It's like I never chose to sing any, Jackie Wilson songs or any James Brown songs.
Do you think
you know, I chose to sing the songs that suited my voice. So none of these guys have chosen any James Brown shows anyway because he wasn't from England.
Do you think that there's a chance tonight that while the show is on that Simon will reference you? Last week Simon Cowell said Diana Ross is wailing in Beverly Hills and she was watching these people butcher her songs. Do you think tonight that he's going to say somewhere in Beverly Hills Peter Noon is thinking about jumping off a balcony?
No, I don't think so. I think my guys are going to do great. Truthfully, I think he was being mean to that guy. But that's okay. You're allowed an opinion.
Well, that's his job.
You know, and suppose, what will you do if that guy wins? Because Simon says it's a song about, it's a singing competition, but it's not. It's a voting competition. It's the person who most people like.
That's true.
And that has never been anything to do with the best singer. Otherwise, Herman Hermits would never have got in the charts. You know, that guy who became the cantor in My Synagogue would have been in the charts.
Now you spend a lot of time. Do you live primarily in the United States now? Do you Ireland, England? Where's your primary residence now?
I live in Santa Barbara, California, okay. And London.
So you watch the show, and then you're a fan of the show Idol? You watch it a lot?
Yeah, you know, it's a family show, so there's not very many of those that you can watch, is it? If you don't want to see the latest on Anna Nicole Smith, then you have to watch American Idol. She isn't on.
You've got to know that at least here in America, I don't know what it's like in Pop Idol or The X Factor in Britain, but in America, you have such a coveted slot. Being on that show tonight and tomorrow night, they have to have said to you, you're going to sell an S-load of records in the next week. How exciting is that? Seriously, dude, how exciting is that for you?
I hope it just makes people realize that Herman Hermits were one of the big bands from the period, and that I'm the survivor from all that. You know, that I'm the clean-cut guy that everyone said, you'll have 10 in show business, and 40 years later, here I am with a fantastic life and a career. You know what I mean? I do hundreds of concerts. You know, I do 120 a year in the United States. So, you know, I'm a testament to that. Like, you know, all these other bands were being cool, and I was being uncool, but guess what? I'm alive.
Yeah. That's true. You are alive, and you're still touring.
And as I mentioned, if you could take another compliment, really, I have seen you quite a few times. I even saw you one time on a cruise ship. My wife and I took a cruise that had...
What were you doing on a cruise?
It was you, I think, and Gary Puckett and a bunch of other people, and I would just had died and gone to hog heaven. I was getting drunk on a cruise ship watching you sing Dandy. Dandy.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Dandy.
Well, I've done everything. You know, I mean, I've been on cruise ships, I've been on Broadway, I've been in British television plays, and, you know, I mean, I've had a great career which carries on and on and on. But sometimes if you don't do shows like American Idol, people don't know you're alive.
But that is a grind, too, I would imagine. How long have you been maintaining that? Did you say 100, 160 shows a year, you said?
You know, this year 150, but we average at 120 a year since about the last 7 or 8 years.
And do you have any guys that have been with you the whole ride?
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. That's you got to like you must have good relationships for that.
Oops, I think I went in a dead zone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Absolutely.
We got you. Hey, Peter, tonight when you're on the show tonight with the British Invasion, with these people, and you said you're working with the guys and you think they're very talented, what if they're doing a song, and you won't tell us the song, let's say it's a very famous song, like, I don't know, Peter and Gordon Go to Pieces, or...
Right.
Who knows, whatever. And they totally botch it. Will you at some level go, I have just screwed over Peter and Gordon. I have just screwed over the Who.
Yeah, do the producers of the show encourage you to be harsh, to be as critical as you can? Or do they say, you know, do they direct you in such a way to say, be a little bit more supportive?
They'll direct all the energy of the contestants. You know, I'm out of it now. I've done all I can. I'm just going to go there early and say, go, guys, and be good. And, you know, then the judges will say, you can
work. Yeah, we are totally. Hello, Peter?
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Pete.
That's unfortunate.
That's a shame.
Funny guy.
He didn't say the WN word.
No, he didn't.
Either.
No, he was going through one
he
of
was,
those.
He was the bad cell, and the cell was getting progressively worse.
In the valley mm-hmm. or
yeah.
something.
Right. If he's in L.A., obviously, if he's out there doing the show now.
Right. He said that he did the stuff this weekend, taped stuff over the weekend.
I guess what he was saying is they direct all their energy towards the contestants, and he can kind of do what he wants there. If he wants to be hypercritical, he can. If he doesn't want to be, he doesn't.
Mainly he's there to help.
What if he gets the brown boy to sing this? Boy, would he butcher this.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat?
Sangea.
You know, you're more of a fan of the British Invasion than I am. I mean, I know Herman Hermits. That's it. But you know all. You were mentioning those other artists. That,
all the pieces, bits and pieces. Is that Dave Clark 5?
That's the Dave Clark 5.
Dave Clark 5.
Peter and Gordon did World Without Love.
You mentioned.
Yeah.
Manfred Mann would count.
Yeah, and the Beatles, although I don't think they have licensed the Beatles.
Yeah, they can't do the Beatles.
The Bee Gees
right?
at the time were part of that as well.
Yeah, but those would be hard songs to do. I mean, to do a Bee Gees song.
Who can do that?
Almost impossible. Yeah.
Anyway, do you think anybody will be wearing a Revolutionary War coat with a ponytail? That's what, you know what? Sangea is going to be in a wig this week. Tangina.
Dandy, where you going to go now?
I meant this. I was on a cruise ship with Frida watching this guy. I was really half in the bag. And I said to her, something like, if he's got any balls, he'll do dandy. He's got any balls at all.
And he did.
I was like, oh, my God. He's got balls.
Dandy.
Did he have the full band with him, or was it like him and a guitar?
No, it was a backup band. It was one of those typical oldies things where right. it was a backup band, a guy with a synthesizer, a guy with a drum kit, and a guy with a guitar,
right.
and then the singer from all of these different groups mm-hmm. came up, and he was, you know, he's Herman's Hermits, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Gary Puckett was Gary Puckett in Union Gap. So, no, it was like one guy with a box full of music.
Wow.
You know, it's all electro. Now.
Oh, I'm Henry the Eighth. I don't know if it was just my house where that was popular, or growing up. I mean, when I was a little kid, my sister dug that song, and that's, you know, everybody was singing.
They had a million hits. Herman's Hermits.
That's the only one. Maybe because I was a little kid. Right. That's the one I remember. Second verse, same as the first.
The eighth.
Anybody goes on tonight does this song, they get killed immediately.
I think this was, if I was Sangea, this is or Sangea, Sangina, this is the song that I would do.
That's his name, Sangina.
Henry, wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. On the eighth, oh man, I'm Henry.
Henry the eighth, I am.
Second verse, same as the first.
I'm Henry the eighth, I am.
And so on.
There you go, yes, and so on.
That's the only one I remember. Uh-huh. The rest of the British invasion, you know, is kind of a blur to me.
I would say that he got the short end of the stick if he got the guys.
Yeah. Well, they got to do it that way, right?
I mean, he had to coach the guys.
Actually, I would have, why don't we mix and match?
He said they were very talented. He said,
well, he's being nice.
Of course, what's he going to say? Wow. They're the worst singers I've ever seen, especially the brown Indian boy.
I have to tell you that I think the one with the bald head is positively ghastly.
He has skin like a cup of coffee.
I would have said they were
delightful.
They're very lovely chaps, but none of them can sing a lick.
Okay, off you go.
He's from Ireland, though. I was reading his bio. He's Irish. Really? He's not British. Huh. Doesn't sound at all Irish. Sounds like he's more British. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike. I'd like to know if the turtles were part of the British invasion.
The turtles?
No, the turtles are Americans, you idiot.
And they're also delightful caramel candies you can eat.
Flo and Eddie, the turtles.
Hello.
Happy together. Mm-hmm. You, babe.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Eleanor.
Is that him calling back?
Eleanor, I think you're swell.
Might be.
Is that him?
Not at all, Peter. Hang on.
Oh, I got to put his record back in. Quick. He's going to write back in the machine. Hey, sorry about that, Pete. You were going through a bad sell and we just lost you.
Well, another singular moment.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That sounds better.
How great is that now? Let me play him back in here. Hello?
This is called the old-fashioned system. You know, I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, wonderful.
The cell phone hasn't been invented in Los Angeles yet, so people don't use it. So why would they have cell service that works around L.A.?
Such a backward city.
Peter, now that we can really hear you, here's another question. We are such fans of this show. Do you have any idea, seriously, what a big friggin' deal it is for you to be on American Idol? Really?
You know, years and years ago, I saw Neil Sedaka on it, and he said it was the best thing that ever happened in his career.
Oh, absolutely. Wow.
So that night, I got Nigel. You know, I know Nigel, who's the producer of this show.
Uh-huh.
And I called Nigel, and I said, listen, Nigel, I've got a great idea. I just spoke to Neil, thinking, yeah. I said, I have a great idea. British Invasion show, where they all sing a British Invasion song, and you get British people like me. And he said, that's a fantastic idea. I'll get back to you. So 2 years later... It becomes his idea, and now it's a good one.
Well, they got to come up with those themes. I mean, that is kind of limited. You know, they really have to make sure they have a new theme when they're doing these evenings.
Hey, here's another question for you. We were having this discussion last week with Diana Ross and the genre of music. When you've got these kids that are, some of them like 17, 18, and you're talking about songs that are from the British Invasion 30, 40 years ago, to us, they are the soundtrack really of our entire lives. Is like, how could anybody not know these songs? But there are so many songs that they don't know. Did you see them when they were looking at the songs?
No, I saw them when they're chosen songs, but you know, the logic is the opposite of what you think, because they're going to choose songs that they've heard of.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you show a list of people 100 songs, and they'll see songs, and you know, they'll look and they'll go, oh, I'm into something good, I've heard of that. Oh, She's Not There, The Zombies, oh, I've heard that. You know what I mean?
So by the time they get to you, they've already picked their songs out.
Oh, right? Yeah. They have to pick their own songs, otherwise it's all over, isn't it? They pick their own songs, and all my guys did a great job. I mean, they've picked a really diverse, you know, songs that match their voices. Now, the only thing they had to do that they didn't do when they showed me the songs was make it sound like it was their song. Do you know what I mean?
And here's a question for you as a performer. I've noticed all of the women on the show this year have a stage presence, mm-hmm. and they have a real confidence. And when they come out to sing, they come out to sing. And mm-hmm. when the guys come out, they're very timid. Did you notice that? And do you think that any of the guys tonight will come forward and just knock our junk in the ground?
You know what it is? It's the time of the season. You know, it's because Justin Timberlake is timid on the TV, you know, kind of timid and ooh, ha, he. And they really need to get a teen idol in America who's a bit more like Paul McCartney and a bit more outgoing and
right.
also funny in interviews and takes on the press on a comedy level instead of, yes, and, you know, well, me and Cam are going shopping together in Beverly Hills. You know, the once was, you know, I'm sure record buyers out there are dreaming of the day when there's a line outside the record store and it's all girls who've just discovered something as good as the Beatles. Any one of these guys could be like, you know, there's a couple of guys specifically who deserved, they got rock star looks already.
Right.
Now they just got, you know, the confidence of being a rock star comes by being it, not pretending to be one. You know, you can pretend to be a rock star in a karaoke bar, but you can't pretend to be a rock star in the rock business. You have to actually become it. So bit by the bit, these guys will take over, and, you know, whoever wins 2 years from now, they'll go, Peter who? It's like Elvis, like Elvis Presley said to me one time, who are you?
Well, you see, this is what sets you apart. This is why you're going to be good on this show, as I mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I've gone on these oldies shows, I've always been very impressed by the fact that you are who you are. You're Peter Noon. You're happy to perform the songs. And it's never appeared to me that you're up there like going, oh, I have to sing. It's like you're proud of the songs, and you should be.
Well, you'll probably learn to do it.
I go to concerts, and I've seen people who don't seem to be that impressed with their own work. Well, I wouldn't be that insulting to myself. Yeah. You know, in my records, not many people have had a hit record. I had hit records that people remember. I'm really proud of my career.
And do people call, this is going way back, and I seem to have a memory of this, people call you Herman a lot?
People still call me Herman.
I see, because, I mean, Herman's Hermits. It was Peter Noon,
right.
But it wasn't Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits. It was Herman's Hermits.
No, I was Herman until about 1972.
Okay, I was sure.
My
right.
mom called me Herman because when she told her friends, my son Peter, they go, who's that? She goes, you know Herman.
Good answer. That's the one I wanted. All right, fantastic.
And as opposed to the British version of the show, Pop Idol and whatever, the X Factor, those shows, are those shows as big in Britain as American Idol is?
Oh, yeah, that's where they started it. I mean, they're huge over there. I mean, every year there's a new star from that thing in England. They're not quite as long-lasting as the ones over here. You know, Kelly Clarkson is a good singer, and the Carrie Underwood is a good singer. So there's people who've got, the ones who've won in America have got legs. So, you know, it's a small country, England. This is a big country. You can tour all year round, and people don't even know you're on tour.
Okay. All right. Good stuff.
Amen. Well, it's been great talking to you. I'm so glad you called back. That was a bad cell phone. We're big fans. We think you're going to do great tonight on American Idol. We'll all be watching. And you just wait. You're going to sell I don't know, 100 CDs tonight.
Well, I hope everybody, yeah. I hope everybody just goes to like Google the word Peter Noon and say, who is that bloke?
You better believe
and
they're going to do
find
that.
Find their way to my website and they send me an email and then they become fans and then I can sell them a T-shirt and maybe a house in Florida or something when I retire.
Thank you so much for your time, dude. You're a really great
take
guy.
Take care. God bless.
Thank you,
nice
Peter.
Talking nice to talking
Peter.
To you guys.
Bye-bye.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Peter Noon.
Cool. Hey, that's how you, you know, you keep that going. I mean, you know, he's on cruise ships. He does. He's making money. That's the bottom line.
So I guess he doesn't, like, have an album out of Target this week, right?
I don't think so. No. I think he's just, you heard the way it happened. He had the idea for the British invasion, and now he's doing it. He's finally doing it.
I want to send this one out to a horny guy named Buzz Burbank.
Listen, people.
He's so horny.
I don't know this one.
I say.
I love this one.
You do like this one.
I do.
You
I like everything they do.
I know you like this one, Buzz. I saw you cocking your head that way when it started up.
The ladies liked him, too. I remember that. With his little dimples.
I think he used to get a lot of stink, didn't
mm-hmm.
he? Right?
Oh, I think he did.
My hero.
Absolutely. He was your hero, huh?
Oh, I love this one.
He's got a good attitude. A lesser man would have shot himself by now.
Somebody will do this.
Having to sing this song 8,000 times.
Somebody will definitely do this on the show. Sanjaya.
Sanjaya. Sangina.
Sangina.
I think he tipped his hand. I think one of the guys is going to do that zombie song, Time of the Season.
Oh, really?
He mentioned it. I think it was sort of a Freudian
could be.
Slip.
Could be.
Oh, at least, oh, this is the one that he's keeping for himself for tomorrow night, right? It's a good hit.
Forgot this was him. You've heard this in dentist office all over America.
Good.
Somehow I associate that with Dennis.
Well, I'm not surprised.
There's a kind of hush with the fingers in my mouth.
There you go. There's Peter Noon be on American Idol tonight. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to tell Don how totally wrong he is about Simon Cowell.
Oh, you're on the air. First off, dumbass, you're on the air with us and you're speaking to me. How am I so wrong about Simon Cowell?
Dude, he has ruined the music industry. There are no Led Zeppelins, there's no Beatles, there's no band.
And it's Simon Cowell's fault.
That has about
it is.
That has nothing to do with Simon Cowell.
The way music is today was long before American Idol ever came on the air, dude.
As a matter of fact, I would go so far as to say I think Simon Cowell is maybe this show, not Simon Cowell, but the show itself, is actually keeping certain areas still alive and kicking.
He's helping, if anything.
No, it's making that same formula over repeating itself. It's not allowing any artists.
You're wrong, though. There is no formula because you've had a country artist, you've had an R&B artist, you've had a rock artist, you've had all different genres of music win on American Idol.
Hold on, please. The show, in my humble estimation, is a pop music show. It's got nothing to do with Led Zeppelin, Floyd, any of the bands that you're mentioning. It's not Simon Cowell's fault that there's not another Nirvana out there right now.
Right.
It is Simon Cowell's fault because he's the one who puts the money up. He's the one who brings these people to Sony. He's the one deciding.
That's right. Simon Cowell is God. Simon Cowell is God. All hail Simon Cowell. Let's rub his belly for luck.
Exactly. I agree with you. Now, thank you. Off you go.
Well, the way you sound it, you sound like, you know, he is God, and he's not. He's just a
He is God. You know what? Simon Cowell is more of a rocker than Led Zeppelin ever was.
Yeah, just ask him.
That's right, man. Simon Cowell's more of a rocker than John Lennon ever was.
Exactly. Is there going to ever be another John Lennon? No.
Yes, there is, and his name is Simon Cowell.
As soon as he learns to sing.
Guys like Simon Cowell keep those John Lennons off of record labels. They don't.
Simon Cowell's as great as the Stones all put together, dude.
I know. Just ask him. And here you guys are thinking he's the greatest thing ever. And Don, you should be ashamed of yourself. Come from the music industry. You spun those records.
Please.
You know what good music is.
You douchebag. You don't know anything about music. Simon Cowell's some jerk off on TV who invented a show.
And now all of us have to suffer and listen to the crap that he puts on the air.
No, you don't. Who's forcing you to watch American Idol? Who's forcing
because
you to listen to
Because there's nothing. There is no.
Don't say because there's nothing else on.
No, there are no other artists that can come out nowadays.
Oh, that's so not true.
Oh, please.
That's so not true. You're basically ignoring all other artists. So you're saying the only artists that are going to get radio airplay are artists that that come through American Idol and that Simon Cowell produces.
He has 78 people right now on the chart. 78 of his artists are on the chart.
And because he is God.
Including the Wiggles.
He has a huge stranglehold on the music industry.
Because he's God.
And you should be ashamed of
because Simon Cowell came down from heaven and said he's going to do away with Led Zeppelin.
And replace them with Il Divo.
And Elliot Yameen.
I heard his albums out today. Jesus.
Then show me what artists are allowed to grow nowadays. Show me what artists
are allowed.
Because of the formula.
Do you ever, hello, stop blaming Simon. Stop blaming Simon Cowell for the way the music industry is. If there was a band out there to begin with that could rock, if this has nothing to do with Simon Cowell, first off, the way our society is, it used to be if you were a band and you could rock and you put out a record and you sold 100,000 copies, the record company would say, that's a good start. Maybe your next album will sell 200,000 copies and your next album will sell 1 million copies. The way it is today, hey, douchebag, the way it is today is if you don't sell $1 million right out of the chute.
1 million copies.
Yeah, that's it. You're done. Forget it. It is totally.
Because of Simon Cowell.
No, because of the society that we live in today.
He is the epitome of producers.
Shut up! He is God!
And you should work on your language a little bit there. He is not the epiphany of producers.
Simon Cowell is God! Simon Cowell invented everything! Simon Cowell invented Howard Stern!
Wow.
There, I've said it!
Oh, now that's when the black hole happens. That's when the space vortex occurs. Simon Cowell and Howard Stern out there. And we all get sucked into the black hole. Wow.
Okay. Goddamn. Well, lines are hot, but we got a break.
That caller wasn't as nice as Peter Noon was.
No, not at all.
If Simon Cowell had been around when Peter Noon was coming up, he wouldn't have been Herman's Hermits. Wouldn't have happened.
Right? Okay, off you go.
Thank you very much, Simon.
Off you go. What a great guy he is. Don't you talk that way about my God.
Simon.
Who are you talking about?
You know what I always tell you? You know, you're never gonna succeed backing the underdogs like you do.
Yeah, because Simon
really,
Cowell's
stop
not,
going out on that limb and backing Simon.
He's not popular.
Flash in the pan.
Well, the guy's right. He's ruined everything, Mike.
He's ruined life. And you know what? Because of Simon Cowell, you don't see any good movie stars anymore. Doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen at all.
And the weather's bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're in Iraq, really, Simon Cowell.
After Will Ferrell's done, as you said, making this last movie, and we don't get any more Will Ferrell movies because of Simon, we won't have any artists anymore.
And I'm getting a hemorrhoid.
Well.
Because of Simon Cowell.
That's right.
No, now tell the truth. Simon Cowell cured your hemorrhoids.
It's a love hemorrhoid.
Love-roid.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking my language.
It's a love-roid, Mike.
That'll be a wonderful album. Love hemorrhoid.
It looks like the picture of that nipple on the woman's foot that we have on our website.
But it's an LH. It's a love hemorrhoid.
Love hemorrhoid. Okay. Let's do a break and clear the decks here.
The album is called Love Hemorrhoid. Don Geronimo with Slipknot.
We'll come back and we'll either take phone calls from people who want to argue because no one ever calls just to say, hey, I like the show. People always have to call to bust balls.
Well, that would be very boring.
Or I think we found a website that has the Tuttles talking so that we can critique each of the Tuttles the way that they speak on American Chopper.
Don straightened that guy out, which is a good detail.
You know, I've been working with Mike a long time. I think Mike would like a segment where we listen to the Tuttles.
I think that'd be a good idea. So we decided we'd do it because it's fun and people like to ride it.
Here's the one thing, Paul Sr. It's idear. I-D-E-R.
Idear.
I-D-E-A-R.
Paulie Jr. had the idea to put the logo for MDA on the side of the bike. Which we thought would really please the kids. It was fun, and we liked doing it. Then we were off to shoot a commercial.
You know, once I found out that these kids can't walk, I said, walking's a good thing, and they can't walk. So, you know, we really learned a lot making this bike together.
Not only did we build a nice bike, we felt really, really good about ourselves after we did it. Then we went down to my dad's pond and built a deck. And they took cameras along, because watching us stand in the water and build a deck in Dad's pond is lots of fun.
We could do this all day. We'll devote the next break to it. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.